drums and cymbals herald a performance by a visiting theatre group in the conflict-ridden part of Sudan. All the villagers are invited to come and watch and take part. During the civil war in southern Sudan, more than 2 million people died and 4 million were uprooted. It's now 5 years since the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, the CPA, was signed between the government of President Bashir and the Southern Sudan People's Liberation Army. But the stability of the country is still in doubt. In another part of Sudan, a group of women singers, the Hakamas, bring their songs of peace to towns and villages. They, as well as theatre and dance companies, are dedicated to the rejection of violence, and they use their performing skills to sound out their message. But the muddle of the recent elections, coupled with the prospect of a referendum in 2011, offering the South the chance to break away, shows the continuing need for reconciliation. I began my visit to Sudan in the capital, Khartoum. During these civil war years, many of those who were working in theatre witnessed at first hand the suffering of those caught up in the conflict. One of those was the actor and writer Mustafa Ahmed Khalifa, an important figure in both Khartoum's national theatre and in the activities of the group that's been trained to take theatre into conflict zones, such as southern Sudan, Kordofan and Darfur. The memory of the violence is still vivid for him.
Because I lived in Darfur, I know Darfur very much, very kind and lovely people. I know a long time before this conflict and before this fighting how they are living. Because I have seen this place and I lived there, this is something very, very hard for me and very strong for me. Here in Khartoum, last year, Khartoum and Omdurman invaded by one of these militias. We feel in terror, nobody can get out, nobody can move, nobody can travel. So what has happened in every place in the Sudan, it is also happened to us here in Khartoum. We feel it deeply. This is a great pain for us.
At that time I said, okay, so the theater can do something. I said, this is a theater between two frontiers, because each one he have his own fence, a very strong fence, a wall, concrete wall between each other. So I feel that the role of my theater is a bridge between this tribe and this tribe, this group and this group.
This is Ali Mahdi, indisputably the leading figure in theater in Sudan. A charismatic actor in his younger days, he's now putting his energies into every kind of theatrical initiative, organising workshops, sending actors for special training, and taking theatre into areas that have seen death and destruction. Ali Mahdi is an active member of the Charity for Orphan Children, SOS, which has also focused his attention on the problem of returning child soldiers. Sometimes these boys are trained from the age of 8 to shoot and kill. At the end of the war, they found they had no place to go.
I was working in South Sudan, in Upper Nile State, in Malakal City, where we have a camp for the ex-child soldiers, you know, some of this group, some of the army, whatever it is. So I believe very much from that place, from that camp, I start talking with them. But it was difficult to let them come together even to eat. Each group, they are separate. They still came with the violence inside them. When we start making rehearsals, they came little by little, slowly by slowly.
What were they like? Were they nervous? Were they fearful?
Very, very tough. Still very strong. They never accept each other. They never accept me at the beginning at all. But we have to do something. We have a group of theater. We have a group of musicians. We have a group of folklore dance. Make a circle and we play. After 1 month, I feel they are more flexible to accept each other.
We call the people in market by this song. Nikanjia villawiya villawiya, Nikanjia villawiya villawiya, Nikanjia villawiya villawiya, Nikanjia villawiya, Nikanjia villawiya.